When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It's been more than a year, but North Carolina Superior Court Judge Winston Gilchrist has finally ruled on Daniel Green's latest motion for appropriate relief, known as an MAR. In the 97-page ruling, Gilchrist noted that Green's MAR in some form or fashion has been pending for 20-plus years, and that, quote, "It's time for us to make a decision about the direction we're going to go in this case." As we've established multiple times in this podcast, Daniel was convicted in 1996 of killing James Jordan, Michael Jordan's father, in 1993 in Robeson County. He has always maintained his innocence in the murder, admitting only to helping his friend and co-defendant in the case, Larry Demery, to get rid of James Jordan's body. At trial, Larry testified against Daniel and said that Daniel fired the fatal shot. In return, Larry got a life sentence with the possibility of parole. Daniel got a life sentence with no possibility of parole. We were in the courtroom in Harnett County when Daniel arrived for his hearing on September 29th, 2022, a hearing he said he didn't even know was scheduled. He told the judge he was tired and had taken some medication that affected his mind. He later told me that he'd been caught off guard by the date of the hearing, and that he had to grab his files quickly from his cell as they whisked him off for the two-hour drive to the courthouse. When Daniel got to court and met up with his longtime attorney, Christine Muma, he told her he was going to fire her and wanted to represent himself, which under the law is called pro se. Daniel shared this with the judge in open court, saying he had a conflict with Muma. Muma said she had no conflict of interest with her client and wanted to continue representing him. In the ruling, Gilchrist details his exchange with Daniel in court and his observations. He said of Daniel, quote, "He was alert, attentive, clear-eyed, and steady of gait as he entered the courtroom despite being shackled. He responded appropriately to the court's questions. He unambiguously expressed his desire to represent himself." Judge Gilchrist goes on to say, quote, "Defendant did not exhibit any signs of sleep deprivation, inattentiveness, intoxication, or impairment. He was rational, verbally articulate, and comprehensible." The judge agreed to let Daniel represent himself, saying, quote, "Defendant's choice to waive counsel and represent himself may arguably have been unwise, but it was freely made, unaffected by physical or mental impairment, and made with an understanding of the defendant's options and the effects of his choices. Among other things, defendant was aware that if he represented himself, he would also be responsible for arguing on his own behalf at the scheduled hearing." Daniel did the best he could under the circumstances to represent himself, even though he later told me he felt woefully unprepared that day. At stake was whether the judge would grant an evidentiary hearing. That's the step before someone gets a new trial. The standard for an evidentiary hearing is that there must be new evidence that likely would have changed the outcome of the original trial, which took place in 1996. Both Muma and Daniel have argued in court filings and in person that there are several pieces of new evidence. One of the most notable is that Daniel's co-defendant, Larry Demery, allegedly told Muma during a visit to prison that Daniel did not kill James Jordan. Daniel claims his due process rights were violated, that his defense and appellate counsel were ineffective, and that the state withheld evidence that could have exonerated him. The list of problems cited in the MAR and the motions include the improper way an SBI agent testified about the blood evidence, a secret connection between Larry and a drug dealer who happened to be the sheriff's son, a gunshot hole in Jordan's shirt that magically appeared at trial but was never noted in the original autopsy, and numerous problems with jurors. Since the September hearing, Daniel has filed multiple motions on his own behalf to supplement the record, motions that the judge also considered along with what happened at the 2022 hearing.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
In the new order, dated October 24th, 2023, Judge Gilchrist not only denied all of Daniel's supplemental motions, but he also denied the original request for an evidentiary hearing, saying, quote, defendant fails to show that the prosecution knowingly presented false and misleading evidence against him in violation of his due process rights. The judge concludes in bullet point number 592 by saying, quote, because the court can determine from the record and the defendant's MAR that the issues raised within the claim are meritless, defendant is not entitled to an evidentiary hearing on these issues. I spoke to Daniel. He's now read the order, and he believes it's very similar to the previous ruling in his case by the same judge.
Hi, Amanda. This is Daniel. So, okay, so this is the comment that I have is that when the court denied the same, you know, the same motion again, that
this call will be monitored and recorded.
Okay, let me start that over again. So basically what happened is that Judge Gilchrist denied the MAR again based on the exact same reasons that he denied it the last time, basically that they entered in the same order. And what he's saying is that my attorney...
Over the years, many attorneys have touched Daniel's case.
What he's saying is that all of these attorneys filed incompetent affidavits, that these attorneys filed claims that had no merit. He's saying that because these attorneys filed other claims in a manner that was procedurally deficient, that I am not allowed to amend or supplement what was filed in order to advance the claims that I filed.
Daniel has an option to appeal this ruling. It will be very tough for him to get the same judge to rule differently a third time. It will also be very tough to do this without an attorney. People who represent themselves very rarely get favorable rulings from the court. But Daniel told me he is open to getting a new attorney. So we'll see what happens. Once again, after 15 episodes of this podcast, we find ourselves in limbo yet again, exactly where we first started, and really where the case has been for 20 plus years since Daniel has been filing motions to get it back in front of a judge. I wish we could deliver you a story wrapped up in a bow with a nice, neat ending. But that's not how the criminal justice system works. And it's definitely not how life works. Maybe you'll hear from us down the road if there's a new development. For now, we leave you with the unwavering knowledge that Daniel Green never intends to stop fighting. I'm Amanda Lamb, and this is Follow the Truth.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.